Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. Ordinary People, Ordinary Things is brought to you this week by Home Chef, the best food I've ever made my family. Okay, well, that's insulting. Thanksgiving. Hold on while I eat some Rolaids. There, that's my intro of this week. Was that impressive? What are you doing? We're recording.
You want me to jump in with you? I thought you were going to do your intro and you're going to give me a nice introduction. And
Oh, I'm sorry, David, that everyone knows very well and listens to all the time. I'm sorry I didn't set you up with a nice introduction.
You take me for granted so bad.
No, I don't, baby. No, this is our introduction. David and I are doing this week's together. We're talking about all things Thanksgiving, and we're going to go all over the topics that you know we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the food and the family and all that, but we do want to touch on some issues that I have no doubt probably many of you are dealing with this Thanksgiving. Whenever we sign up to be with family, we can no doubt run into some trouble spots, so we'll get there. But right now, it's just a week of David and Melissa sharing what they share, doing what they do. Which, by the way, are y'all watching us every morning? Not every morning. I ain't doing anything on a Saturday and Sunday. But Monday through Friday, David Radke and I go live on Instagram and Facebook for what we call the
Rise and Radke.
I cannot believe you did your voice like that. We did not even plan that. That was not even edited in. God,
we're so incredible.
We've been married so long. We do that every morning, Monday through Friday. It has gotten to be so fun and cute and redonkulous, and you're going to gain nothing from it, except you're going to have a really good time.
That's not true. And I've said this on the little morning show, that if people look at our morning show, they'll feel better about their lives.
I want you to stop right there. The morning show is actually an incredible show on Apple TV right now with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Not the morning show.
We're not even close to that. So call it Rise and Radke.
Okay, Rise and Radke. Yes, because we do not use the profanity that they use on that show.
That is the truth.
Although it is a good show, but the language is...
Okay, calm down, Grandpa. But I do agree with you, but it's a really good show. But we're just here to talk about Thanksgiving and all the things that come with it. David and I are just going to sort it out. So this is going to be one of those podcasts. We're coming off of several weeks of addiction, which have been heavier podcasts. And you guys really, David, you know, you've seen some of the emails.
It really struck a chord with people.
I can't believe that. And it makes, there was a part of me that's like, dang it, Melissa, why didn't you do it 6 weeks? But I didn't know. You know, you just don't know what kind of chord you're going to strike.
Yeah, I think the amount of emails and direct messages and those kind of things, it's definitely one of the highest that we've
received. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
I just think it's so prevalent and a lot of people don't want to talk about it or they don't feel comfortable talking about it. So,
I thought it was interesting. You can go back and listen. My friends Janelle and Reagan did one on mom and daughter talking about addiction within the family and what happens when that's your child and how bad that can break a heart. And then we went to Marriage and Martinis, which is a new friend of mine, Danielle, and her husband, Adam Silverstein. And she's amazing. She's great. And what I enjoyed about that one is that David listened to that podcast and he and I had completely different thoughts on the way that Adam deals with his liking to drink some, you know, is it alcohol addiction? Is it not? They're trying to kind of walk through that and suss that out from themselves. And David and I actually had really different opinions on that one, which I love it when a podcast can make you talk. You know what I mean? And then, of course, last week we had an Alcoholics Anonymous longtime fighter. I guess is the best way to say it. She did a beautiful job sharing her story. And that's really when all the emails started pouring in. So thanks to her. But so here we are. And
I would even classify her more as a champion than a fighter. I mean, obviously yeah, it's a fight, but she's definitely
But you know,
winning.
She wouldn't. No, and just that's who she is.
And I think a lot of healthy people in addiction, they view themselves like that. You don't want to be too
above it.
Right. But she's really, as you would say, killing it.
She's killing it. I love her dearly. So I wanted this week to be a little more light and a little more fun, but I do know that we are heading into the holidays. And so although you're probably listening to this in your car with 6 bags of groceries, and in those grocery bags, you've got pumpkin pie filling and marshmallows and sweet potatoes and maybe a turkey, green beans, maybe those little fake onion things you put on top of the green bean casserole. I don't know what you do, but you're thinking, oh, this is going to be light and jolly. And it is. But we cannot brush over the fact that we have a very large audience. This podcast has taken off in a beautiful way, and not everybody has a family like I have. David, you don't have a family like I have. I don't have a family like you have. And in case you're sitting in the car going, who's got the better family? We're not telling. But both of us have great families, but they have not come without conflict and hurt and anger and working it out and brushing it under the rug and never speaking about it, but remembering it. I mean, all families do. And I talk a lot about my family, and I talk a lot about my mom, and I talk a lot about Mike Melba and my dad and you and the kids. And so I think because of the TV show as well, some people came off with the impression that it was all really hunky-dory, and it's not always been that way. So I just really wanted to deal with the fact that we are going to spend our Thanksgiving more than likely with people that we don't always get and that don't always get us. I know you listeners are probably dealing with that. But when David and I were sitting down to kind of go over about like, what are we going to discuss? What's going to be the topic that I was just going to do all light. And you are the one that brought this up.
I like to think in general, I'm a much more substantial, thought-provoking, deep person than you. So
is that just because you're using your deep radio voice right now? Because you're using it like it's lit right now.
I don't mean to be using it. I just, when it's time to be serious, I think.
Okay, you're grossing me out. But you did. You sat at the table. You go, we've got to touch on this. And I was like, I didn't even have that on my notes, you know?
Well, it's just, we'll dive into this. But I think, you know, Thanksgiving and as we get close to Christmas, a lot of times we can just kind of put on the Hallmark smile and the, hey, how's the weather? How's the job? You know, be very surface. And some of these people we live with, like with your family, they're very close. And so we see them a lot. A lot of people, though, they only see those people a few times a year. And so So it gives them the opportunity to, you know, have a little bit more of a conversation and hopefully improve some of that communication and those kind of things.
Okay. So if you're listening today and you're thinking, oh, great, they're going to talk about this topic and I really need some wisdom on it, you're listening to the wrong podcast. That's one of the things that I love to say about, well, really just about my presence online. And that is, I am smart enough to know that I don't have all the answers. If you're looking for somebody that has all the answers, you could find a million other people to follow online or to listen to their podcast, because our world is full of people who think they freaking know it all. So just go ask them. But the truth is, I'm in it with you. I'm trying to wrestle through a lot of family dysfunction just like you. And I will say this, this Thanksgiving is going to feel so nice because last Thanksgiving felt so hard. There was some brokenness last Thanksgiving. There was some hurt feelings. There was some anger. There was some, I felt like death a little bit. Kind of, I felt that maybe in my emotions. Am I saying that right, Dave?
Yeah.
And we had to go and we had to put on our happy face and we had to eat the sweet potato pie and do all the things. And I didn't feel it. And I was hurting. And so were some other members of my family. And then come, I think it was February or March, we fought for our family. That's the best way I can say it. We went to a place outside of Nashville called OnSite, and it's a treatment and, am I saying that right, babe? Like a treatment and therapy center?
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of have two different programs, I think, where one's a little more in-depth that you might call treatment. Although don't think like drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, it's not that.
Then they also have these kind of shorter intensive type things, which is what we did. That is more kind of therapy.
And ours was geared toward the family. They brought in a family therapist for us, and several of us sat around and went to war and went to crying and went to healing and went to rebuilding. And I am so excited about the holidays this year because it just feels like we've done the work, and I'm getting all weepy and I don't know why, because we've done the work. But I just wanted to point out, you guys, that not every family is perfect. Even the ones that look perfect on the outside are still filled. Don't you understand? They are filled to the brim with broken people. And how can you expect to get a lot of broken people together over a meal and it just go effortlessly? You just can't. It's just never going to happen. Only on TV is that going to happen. And so we really put forth some work. I love OnSite. You should follow them online if you can. Just look up OnSite at OnSite on Instagram. Always writing great posts and great thoughts and just showing when some of their retreats and intensives and things are. I really admire them for what they did. I can't go into much more of that because it was such a personal time, but needless to say, it was very healthy for us. And I'm so excited this year. So I've been where you are. I've been in your shoes. A lot of times we hear people say online things like, hey, I know you're going to get together with your family. Make sure to steer clear from politics and religion and sex and yada, yada, yada. And forget politics, religion, and sex.
Although that might be a good thing, though.
Heck, in some families, go to politics, religion, and sex for Pete's sake.
It might be safer than
that. Might be safer because, I mean, some of these, you're dealing with old wounds. And I know that, you guys. I get your direct messages and your emails. I'm loving on you. I'm praying for you.
I would say find hope in this, that we may not say that everything is 100% perfect today, or maybe even not exactly how it was years ago or whatever, but there's been so much healing and growth in the last year that it doesn't even look the same as it did a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so there's that hope out there. And I will give the caveat that everybody involved was willing and a participant.
Absolutely.
And that's why a lot of it happened. And so you can find that as a hope, but we also acknowledge that it's much easier. You can do it without it, but it's much easier when everybody that is involved is able to work through and process that. But I have to feel like every family, there's at least somebody or a few people that they're able to kind of focus on. Maybe there are some relationships, it's going to be a little bit longer, but you can still find that hope with various different people.
Absolutely. Find like-mindedness if you can. Before you walk into that room, before you walk into that family gathering, find like-mindedness. Maybe that's just you pulling your spouse or your partner over to the side and saying, I need you to be there for me today. You know, hold me up. I need you to be there. I read an article where one girl goes home. She was telling the story when she would go home for the holidays. It was really hard for her. She would come in from college and she didn't necessarily want to be there, but she had an 11-year-old nephew. And that was her like-mindedness. They would share signs across the table, like hand signs, to just let each other know, I know it's getting weird right now. I know it's really awkward, but I got you. And you, and that's just precious. Maybe phone a friend if you have to. But I follow Jay Shetty online. I don't know if any of you guys follow him. I think he is remarkable. He is so encouraging, so wise. I follow him online and he's really a forward thinker, but really all about healing ourselves and our trauma and our past. But he makes a point to tell, I mean, you know, we got to do the work. We got to do the work, right? And he said something the other day and it really just made sense to me. He said, here are the things you have to stop expecting from people. And then he gave a list and they were like, apologies. You know, I mean, that's one of the things. And I laughed at that because I thought, when was the last time we walked outside of our house and just held our hands out and people just walked by and put good things in it? Gave us a five, gave us a Starbucks, gave us a Reese's peanut butter cup. When was the last time we held our hand out and we got good things? That doesn't happen like that. But that's what we do with our families. We walk in holding our hand out, hoping they will give to us their apologies and they will give to us their loyalty and they will give to us their sadness and their regret. We're wasting our time. Let's work on us. I heard an incredible quote the other day that says, what we justify, we buy. We buy into it. If we can justify the fact that they did this to me and they said this and they treated me like this, if we can justify the fact that, but I saw my dad do that to my mom. I saw how my mom treated my dad. We can justify those things and we buy into them. It is time, once we are adults, to stop justifying it and to work on us. So you work on you this Thanksgiving. You work on you. Don't go in waiting for a handout. Go in with a handful, ready to give out, whether you feel like it or not. Remember, my friends, feelings follow actions. Be ready to pass out love. And what if you start to feel it? We'll be right back. I started using Home Chef several years ago, and this girl has not looked back. Do you take me as the type of person that would ever just like make Korean fish cakes? No, but I'm telling you, they have me thinking outside the box and they provide me everything I need. That's why I love Home Chef, because I didn't come into this marriage and this family with like a lot of ideas, but they have them and they send them to me. 18 different options a week, pre-packaged portions straight to my house. Is it going to be a busy week? Then I might choose one of their fresh and easy meals, which literally gets in the oven within 5 minutes. It's nuts, you guys. We love being a part of Home Chef. You can find them right now at www.homechef.com. And they're offering you a special. If you put in the promo code MelissaR80, that's MelissaR80, then you can get $20 off your first four meals. That's right. Sign up for four meals and get $80 off immediately. There you go. You will love it as much as I do. All right. So there we go. That's the wisdom from the Red Keys. That took about 7 minutes.
That's all we got.
We
laid it all out.
We laid it all bare for you. We feel you. We love you. We're thinking of you this holiday season. Okay, David, I have some Thanksgiving questions for you. First of all, I can't believe I don't know this. I don't know what your favorite holiday is. And if we were like playing the newlywed game, which why would we at 25 years of marriage? I would lose. I don't know what your favorite is. Okay, do you know what it is, first of all? Do you have an answer in your mind? Don't say it.
Yes.
Is it Christmas? Because I have to tell you before you say it is, do you remember like the 4 or 5 years in a row that we were so broke we could afford no gifts and we would go get our gifts on Christmas Eve because we couldn't afford them up until then? And you pulled in the parking lot of a Home Depot one time and you said really loudly in the car, "This is why I hate Christmas." And it broke my heart. So is it Christmas?
I would say as a child and then more recent, Christmas is by far my favorite. Not only what Christmas stands for, but it's a little bit more kind of spread out, maybe more than just the 1 or 2 days. And it's just about being with families and building fires and playing games and all those kind of things. So I would say Christmas, but there was definitely a period of time, and it was based on
money,
finances, and our money. It would have been removed from that and placed on Thanksgiving because there was so much stress and anxiety and fighting feelings of failure and everything else that it was tough.
It's tough. It was tough for me. And I know that you carry the weight of that in our marriage even more so, the weight of the finances. And we did not even have children, but what we did have was a large family, both of us, that we had to go back to. And of course, we've always gone back to my parents and your parents who just poured out love on us through gifts, and we couldn't reciprocate it. And you just felt that. And so here I was, angry, number one, that we didn't have the money to get all the gifts that I wanted to get the family that I loved. And number two, I was angry at you for not liking the holiday that didn't give me gifts. You know, it was really the perfect storm. But I can remember for so many years you going, "I hate Christmas. This is why I hate it." And you were so ugly about it.
It's just that stress of not being able to do for you what I wanted to, or our family or friends or whatever. It was very tough.
Here's the deal.
Where Thanksgiving is free other than the turkey.
But David, you and I ain't got much more money than we had then, baby. We have not got much more money. And yet.
Well, maybe I have more sense now, or more emotional sense now.
No, what you've got is more perspective. I truly do believe that. We have got perspective. I thought that that was what mattered. I thought what I gave my family and could I match them gift for gift was what was important. What happens? Is it that we get older or we get kids or what? But now it isn't even about all of that anymore, is it?
No, not really.
You yourself just said that your favorite things about the holidays, you said the playing games and the hanging around the house and the eating chili and the watching movies. Well, Lord, that's all free.
Right. And I do think it's something that we put on, or I put on myself more than anything else. Like, I don't feel like it was expected of the family, necessarily expected from you, even as the kids come on early and you're young. They expect.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, I'm talking about the first couple of years where they're happy with boxes and stuff like that.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah. So I think most of that was just that I put on myself because of my perception of what I thought should be done, or even looking on television or magazines or whatever, just saying, why am I not able to do that?
David and I made a promise that when we would do these podcasts, that we would be really, really vulnerable and honest to the point that even if we argued, we would just do it with the mics in front of us. We would just work through it and y'all would get to see it. So I'm going to point out something. David has always been a more sensitive person than me, for sure. Everybody that knows us and loves us knows that about David. He's very sensitive and he's very kind. David just took his glasses off. It's okay. David just took his glasses off, sat them on top of his head, and wiped his eyes. Why? Why did you start crying?
It just still brings emotion up, you know?
Of being so broke?
I don't know. I don't feel that way currently, but it still just stirs something up.
After 25 years of marriage, what do we look back and what would we say to couples who've been married 3 years, 7 years, They're still somewhat new at this. They're in the spot that we were at. What would you say to them? What would you say to that wife, to that girlfriend, to that fiance? What could she do for her man that would, David, don't be sexual right now. I'm being serious.
You know, I don't know if this would have helped.
I love you so much, David Radke. I love you so much. He is just sitting here with tears rolling down his face. Now, what is it you want to say?
I don't know if it would have helped much, but just for you to overdo the, that doesn't matter. Does that make sense?
Of course.
We don't have that, but that's not what it's about, those kind of things. And I know you did that at least some.
I didn't overdo it. That's older, for sure.
Later in our marriage, you got better. The first couple of years, you might not have done as well because you did want some nice things. But I think not even just saying it once and going, well, I told you that on that Tuesday. Don't worry about it. But to just kind of reaffirm. And it's, I don't believe it's a male and a female thing. I think that's small-minded to think that it is. But it's just how people are wired. Several weeks back, we were talking about the Enneagram and how people are wired and those type of things. And I think it really comes to that. So it's not always the man in the relationship. It may not always be the breadwinner in the relationship. Right. So just, I think, over-communicating and communicating more than once. But I'm not for sure if that would, you know, it's kind of
well, but I think that the world chips away at us enough. I think our anxieties chip away at us enough. I think our emotions and I think our perceptions chip away at us enough. That it's nice to have a best friend, a lover, put all that back together. And yeah. We can do that with our words. And I spent many, many years not doing that for you with my words. So I really try to make up for it now.
But, you know, I don't want that to come across saying it would have been so much better if you would have just reaffirmed it every day for the 12 days of Christmas or whatever. Because, you know, that too is an internal thing where I do believe our culture that we literally are walking into stores. You know, just days after Halloween, Thanksgiving isn't even here yet, and it's Christmas everywhere. And they're talking about new rebates online that we've not had before. Because it's so commercial and that's such a big sales time, just the advertisements, the things you see in stores, the billboards you see.
You're inundated.
It's just inundated. And so that's a hard thing. Doesn't matter how much you're reaffirming me, that's a hard thing just for you to continually process because everywhere you turn, you're like, crud. If this is everywhere, everybody but me must be doing this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm online. I mean, my business is online and I am looking at all of these. I follow these people. They've just got it so freaking together. I mean, they're always put together and they're always taking pictures of themselves in front of like white houses with like golden retrievers. And I don't know what's going on there. Like they're always dressed to the nines. And I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? Because last Thanksgiving, when my family sent out the list of we need these items, which one are you going to bring? I literally picked the item of the things I currently had in my house. I mean, we've always been those kind of people that just ball on a budget. And I don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. I can't have it all together. People ask me all the time, when are you going to start posting where you got your clothes? And I'm like, well, do you really want me to tell you that I got it 2 years ago at an end cap at Old Navy? Because it was like on clearance. Is that what you want to know? Because you don't want to know that. Okay. Well, anyway, enough of that. That's even talking about Christmas. And we're supposed to be talking about Thanksgiving. But you were so sweet. And you look so cute when you were crying. I want to know why. Okay. By the way, you didn't even ask me what my favorite holiday is. Like, I mean, you could at least ask me back.
But I know what your favorite holiday is.
You honestly do not.
I absolutely do.
Baby.
It's celebrated for an entire month. So I do know what your favorite holiday is.
Baby, are you going to say my birthday?
Yes, absolutely.
That is not true, David.
In our home and in your family and friendships, you consider your birthday a holiday and it's for an entire month. So there is no question that is your favorite holiday.
David, first of all, my birthday, which is on December the 1st, which will be just a little bit after you've heard this podcast. First of all, my birthday has never been celebrated for a month. And if I knew that it could be celebrated for a month, I'd be hacked off that it has not been celebrated for a month. It has been celebrated for about 2 weeks. And I do like that. That's not my favorite holiday. It's Easter, but not that you even care. Moving on. Okay.
I'm glad that's your favorite because somebody needed to save you.
Oh, put in some kind of like quack, quack sound, please. Okay. What would you be very disappointed to find out was not on the Thanksgiving table? You go, you look all at the food on the Thanksgiving. What, David Radke, are you so disappointed that's not there?
two things immediately popped in my head.
Oh, okay.
But one of them is generally not there.
I know what it is.
Let's see.
That's because you had it when you were a kid and you still want broccoli rice casserole.
No, that actually was my answer. The broccoli and cheese. But I feel like we normally have that.
Well, we have it sometimes when Aunt Melba picks up some cheese whiz.
Broccoli and cheese casserole.
Broccoli cheese rice casserole. Okay. What's the other one?
The other one is the cauliflower salad.
Oh, dear Lord. David, nobody eats that but your mother.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love it.
And you love your mother.
I love my mother. I can substitute a broccoli salad because that's pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess on the broccoli and cheese casserole, I can substitute, I know this is going to offend a lot of people, but stovetop stuffing.
Okay. Not homemade. Stop talking.
Not homemade. I don't know why. I like stovetop better. You know,
that has literally, my mother said to me one time, Melissa, I know he doesn't know it, but it grieves me when he says to me, Annette, I enjoyed your stuffing, but I also like stovetop stuffing. That grieves me, Melissa. I don't mind.
Didn't she make two versions? One was almost like a soup, which is not real good. It's not a soup, but it's real.
My mother makes the best dressing I've ever had.
But I definitely at least like do you call it drier?
My dad. She makes two. She makes a cornbread dressing for the family, and then she makes a separate thing for my dad, which she adds the liver to because she does. It's like an authentic Cajun one, apparently. And she makes it kind of dry, and that's what he likes. And you like that, too.
I like it.
It's got liver? Is that what she puts in
there? I have no idea. Weird.
Anyway, I'm going to make you the cauliflower salad this year.
Boom.
It's a pain in the butt to make, but it really is good.
It is good.
I mean, if you like cauliflower and just half a gallon of mayonnaise, it really is good. I'm going to make it for you this year. Also, I already have those things in my kitchen. And if you're thinking to yourself, Melissa, if you have cauliflower in your kitchen right now, it ain't going to be good on Thanksgiving. Well, you know what, Charlene? We going to make sure it's good, okay?
What about you? What's your favorite? What do you want to make sure to see on the table?
I want to make sure that I see, I don't care a hoot about ham or turkey. We can have ham. We can have turkey. Makes me know, never mind. They're interchangeable to me.
I will say, especially Thanksgiving, it is all about the carbs.
It is.
It's not about the protein.
That's the thing, man. If you come to a family Thanksgiving at my house, your plate will never have been more beige. It is so beige. And now I'm like, except this year, I'm going to add David's cauliflower salad with mayonnaise. Again, totally white beige plate. There's like very few vegetables. And if they are.
Even like green beans.
Michelle makes green bean bundles. They're good. Yeah. Remember how she takes those long green beans and she wraps some bacon? That's true.
So even if it is green, it's still got some bacon.
We got some good cooks in my family. Of course, people in your family are also good cooks, but people in my family are good cooks and fat. So I just feel like it gives them like a little bit of an edge. So one of my best friends on this earth is from North Dakota. So she doesn't get to go home very much for Thanksgiving or holidays. So they will come spend it with us. And she told me about 4 years after having been at Thanksgiving at my house for 4 years, she said, I have never felt more love and I have never laughed harder. But how you people can put bacon in literally every single dish is something that still to this day I have not figured out. And I thought that was literally the best thing she could say to me.
What I can't figure out is it all people from North Dakota that don't know about salt and pepper, or is it just Carly?
No, it's not just Carly. People in the North, y'all don't season your food right. Y'all do not season your food enough. You can write me. You can get mad at me, Miss Minnesota, but y'all aren't seasoning things enough. Okay, David, is there anything that, okay, you know how families, like, you're famous for making this. They're famous for, is there anything that no one else should make, in your opinion? Because see, I would say that about my mother with her dressing. She is the best. I don't know why you said that about soup. Y'all better edit that part out because she's going to be hot. As soon as she learns that I have a podcast and then she learns how to find it and then she learns how to listen to it, you're going to be in trouble.
So I've got a lot of time. Meredith is really good on those like twice baked potato, mashed potatoes.
Yes, Meredith. Nobody can make the potatoes but Meredith. And here's why. Because a long time ago, she said, you know what? I'm not going to skimp on the cheese and I'm not going to skimp on the sour cream. And when I think there is enough bacon, I'm going to add more bacon.
Yeah, so she does good on that. I'm going to say this and you're liable to get mad at me, but why any one of your family members would attempt to make baked beans with you and the family, it's beyond my comprehension. Nobody's baked beans touches your baked beans.
just for that, you're going to get to touch my baked beans later. I'm not kidding you. You're going to get to touch my hot and spicy baked beans.
Okay.
Remember that one time I made baked beans and I put ground meat in them and everybody freaked out? I was just trying something different. But I do make good baked beans. But my mother cannot stand that I make better baked beans than her. So,
okay. So let me ask you this. We tend to do the same thing every year for Thanksgiving. And I know that that drives you crazy. Why is that?
Okay. Well, first of all, tell people what we do. What is it you think we do? Because you're gone. You're absent for about 3.5 hours every Thanksgiving.
Okay. So we get there and, you know, talk and maybe knock out some, what do you call the deviled eggs? And it takes a while just for that many people to get there. And we always have extra friends coming and all that kind of stuff. So we're there for at least an hour before we ever are going to sit down and actually have the meal. And then we have the meal, and that's a long process and round two and all that kind of good stuff. Well, about then, the ladies are sitting talking about something, and some of the people are starting to watch football. And very consistently, I will disappear, and I will take the longest nap of the year.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're sleeping one off, only you've had nothing to drink.
Well, it's the carbs from all the brown stuff. What is it in turkey?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan or whatever. It just
knocks me out. And also, thanks for making it sound like the women, like we get our fans and we go sit under the big magnolia tree and we... I mean, you're like, then the women gather together to sew and stitch. I mean, we don't
do
that. No,
sometimes this is after I wake back up. But sometimes y'all go and play dominoes or, mm-hmm. you know.
Cards or whatever.
Talk about people in the family that aren't there or people in the community that aren't there.
Okay, first of all, shut up. So I have a preconceived notion of what I think Thanksgiving should look like because I've seen it on television and we never have it. And I am tired of the way we do it. We always gather about 1 o'clock at my mom's house. Her dining room table can't fit 21 people. So there's like 8 of us in one room, 6 of us in another room, 4 at some random table. I hate that. I like everybody to be together. I also want a Thanksgiving at night. I think that is romantic looking when there's candles lit and people are drinking wine, except nobody likes red wine, but I see that in the movies a lot.
I loved the Thanksgiving when we were in Nashville and everybody came.
But they got there at a time when it was already dark.
Right. And so they all came over and it was an evening. It was Thanksgiving evening.
I loved
evening.
That. Why can't we do that? That's how they do it in the movies.
That was good. That was also the chicken fried Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So that was not the normal Thanksgiving.
We had
entrees.
Chicken strips. We had fried chicken
but
strips.
It was fried chicken
and
strips.
Gravy and mashed potatoes.
Homemade mashed potatoes.
And okra. The whole bit. It was wonderful. It was a country fried Thanksgiving. And it was wonderful. We had to monitor my dad for the rest of the night. He brought his nitroglycerin, though, in case anything happened with his heart. Everything was fine. But it was really fun. I like having it at night. I just like to change things up a little bit. Because it's the truth. We end up just sitting there and talking about things and life and playing dominoes. And you're sleeping. And my dad's in the middle of whatever spy novel he's reading. I mean, we're just doing the same things, you know? So I just like to change it up a little bit. I want an evening Thanksgiving, but God knows I'll be outvoted.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay. I love my family. And I am not going to go in with my hands out expecting an evening Thanksgiving.
Okay? And you know, I get a little bit greedy about now that some of the cousins are getting married and they're having babies and all that kind of stuff. I get greedy that they have to leave. You know, some of them, we got to leave at, you know, 4 o'clock. So we got to go.
We got to put this one down for a nap. You know what?
Well, no, I'm.
Screw your kid. You can stay out.
Well, sometimes there are the nests, but I'm talking about they've got to go to the other parent's house or, you know.
Okay.
That kind
of, first of all, you're plainly talking about Bubba. This you're plainly talking about Bubba.
Not necessarily.
My cousin, who is affectionately referred to as Bubba, I know that shocks a lot of y'all.
But Meredith and her family have to leave
that's
sometimes.
True.
And,
that's true. Or they can't come at all sometimes.
If they can't come at all, but
Jimmy and Michelle have to leave early. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, yeah, it's. I feel like Scott and Lisa don't just have to leave. Sometimes they have to navigate some logistics or something. But
that's sweet of you, David, to actually want to be with my family more than you're getting to. This is the reason why they all say they like you better than me. This is the reason right here.
It's not the only reason.
All right. I think that's all for me. Do you have anything else that you need to discuss?
Okay. Yeah. I do have one weird question.
Okay. That's shocking.
Why are you decorating so early for Christmas this year?
Because I want to. And it's a lot of work, which you wouldn't know. You've literally pulled like 12 boxes down from the attic and that is it. You literally left them where you were standing. Okay?
That is not true. I put them around the house in the rooms.
You didn't put them around the house in the rooms. No, you most certainly not. In fact, you even said, I wasn't sure where this went, so I just leaved them all right here. That's exactly what you said.
I've never said I've leaved them. Yeah, I've never said that. No, we were supposed to have somebody coming over to our house.
David, I'm not going to fight with you on the mics. I will point out when you cry, but I will not point out this fight. You didn't. You left them in one space.
I did. I left them in one space for that afternoon because somebody was supposed to be coming. Then the next day, I put some on the front porch. I put some in the family room.
The exterminator. Just go ahead and call it what it is. The exterminator was supposed to be coming. He hasn't shown yet. That was two weeks ago.
What's up with that?
Have you replied back to him?
No, when somebody tells me they're going to come.
I can't do it all. Andre at Pest Commander, would you call us back? Anyway, it takes forever to decorate. I don't enjoy decorating. Last year, I had somebody decorate my house for me. Best decision I ever made. This year, I decided I wasn't going to pay the money to have them decorate. I just watched what they did and I would duplicate it. No, that doesn't work. She will be back next year, but I want to enjoy it longer. And it makes me feel like the holidays are extended, which I absolutely love. So yes, I was watching Hallmark Christmas movies 3 weeks ago. Do I regret it? No, absolutely not.
Well, the kids have even been pulling out, you know, Justin Bieber's drummer boy in the car.
Oh, they have. Hey, David, I want to ask you as we close, I want to ask you what you're the most thankful for. Three things, but I'm going to throw you a curveball. You can't say the normal things. You can't say me and Remy and Rocco. You can't say the family.
That was already in my head.
I know. What are three things outside of the norm? Surprise me. What are three things that you're thankful for this year?
All right. The first one comes to me immediately. I'm thankful that you and I get to work together.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Number two are friends. We've got some close friends that we were very consistent with trying to get together with them. All of our schedules are busy. It's difficult, but it's, you know, something that we've made a priority. And so that's fine. And we usually take a trip or something.
And they're a couple friends and we need that at this time in our life.
And the third thing I'm thankful for is the new season of Jack Ryan on Prime Video.
Yes, you've been thankful for it for about 2 hours every night for the last week. That's very nice. I enjoy working together too. This is where you ask me what I'm thankful for, David.
Oh, what are you thankful for, Melissa?
Okay, since you asked, three things out of the norm that I'm thankful for. I love my town. I am thankful for this town. I'm thankful for the school that my kids go to school at, the little public school down the road where they wave you in the mornings. The little guy standing out front, he's like, hey, Melissa. I mean, I just love this place. It's not too small and it's not too big. And yeah, you got to go to Houston for like really good sushi and to shop, but that's okay. I mean, it's just heaven on earth. This is just the best place. Number two, I love that our church is growing by leaps and bounds. It's like somebody just lit a fire. And David and I go to a church that is just exploding right now. And with that comes community, seeing people have other people, seeing friendships form and young couples start coming. And the next thing you know, you see them at Outback and they're with five other couples. And you know, that's just what happens when people have community. And I love seeing that in action. I love that our church has started doing services in prisons and the men are standing up and cheering during services. And, you know, one guy got baptized last week in the middle of a prison service and his cellmate jumped up and yelled, that's my cellie. That's my cellie. And I think how precious and wonderful. Now that's something to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
And then on a much lighter note, these new streaming services are literally wonderful and they are the golden age of television, I feel like. And I am reveling in it. And they're so smart. They knew to put it out now because we're getting ready to like all hunker down for the winter. They're so smart. And I love it. I love Disney Plus and I love Apple TV and I love Hulu and I love Netflix and I love Amazon Prime. I'm just telling you, I just love it. I love it.
Okay. That makes me think I have one more thing to be thankful for. Not that I'm not thankful for Jack Ryan, because I am. Let's be clear.
I'm not kidding. Have you seen Jack Ryan? I'm kind of thankful for him too.
I am very thankful and excited about our 2020. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up and I'm very excited about it.
Me too, Dave. And I don't think any of it would be coming up without you. I'll say that right now. I love you.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Now we're officially signing off. Hey, no matter how hard it is, you can do it. Okay. You can do hard things. Even if it's being with your family, even if it's spending the day with a husband you're fighting with, You can do hard things. Everybody has something to be thankful for. And if the only thing you have to be thankful for is that you're listening to this podcast right now, you're doing better than my mother. I love you guys. Have a beautiful and wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Dave, you have anything to add?
Happy Thanksgiving.
And remember, even though you're going to be sitting at a table full of like Uncle John, who continues to lift his shirt and scratch his belly, or, you know, your in-laws, who, as Dorothy once said on the Golden Girls, smell their fingers all day after eating chicken. Just remember, miracles are all around us. We just get so used to seeing them, we think they're just weirdos smelling their fingers. Till next time.